News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, first communions are, of course, just around the corner, and costs this year are higher than ever. But are they worth going into debt over? And how can you spend smart this communion season? Sarah Madden reports.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The second-class boys at Holy Child National School, Lark Hill, are preparing for their first communion.
So basically, we will be there and then, like, we will talk about Jesus.
So it's mean, like, you forgiveness and you can be, like, Catholic and stuff.
The Holy Bread, like, my brother had it and he said that it tastes like nothing.
My mother told me it melts when you eat it for a little bit time. Because the bread is Jesus' body and the wine is Jesus' blood.
Now, you won't be drinking wine at your communion, will you?
I forgot.
They're very committed to their prayers and curious about the ceremony. But the communion fun, favours and fashion aren't lost on the Lark Hill boys either.
I'm going to be wearing a white suit with a black tie.
A white suit?
Yeah, I just felt like a white suit because my second name is White.
I think we're going to Cosmo in Liffey Valley. You get to have Chinese noodles, ice cream, and there's a chocolate fountain.
We would get loads of presents.
I'll get a watch, like my brother has.
I'll get my second Rubik's Cube.
I'm having a game and was the only one in Ireland.
In 2019, the average communion was estimated to cost parents €900. With the rapid rise in inflation and the cost of goods and services, it's likely that communion price tag has gone way up.
Typically, it would be that they have fallen behind in another bill or in another financial commitment, be it a loan repayment or a credit card repayment or something like that, because the cost of First Communion has come up in the last couple of months for them. And that's how they fell behind.
Carl Cronin is the MAB's national spokesperson.
There is an element of peer pressure. Maybe someone's getting an umbrella and gloves and maybe I want them too. Or there is maybe the parent themselves scrolling through social media and seeing, you know, the big cakes and the balloon arches and all the personalised accessories that can be bought for these types of events. It really isn't fair that one person is stressed and anxious over the cost of these events where there's debt to be paid back in the form of a loan or a credit card for many, many months after the day has come and gone.
About 12 years ago, I was in the post office and there was two young girls in front of me. And one happened to say to the other, "Did you get the money for the communion?" And she said, "Yeah, I got a loan," and she named the company. And she said, "So did I." And she said, "How much are you paying back?" "70 a week."
Theresa Kelly and her daughters run the communion shop in Dublin's Eden Moor, offering donated new and used communion dresses, suits and accessories to families struggling with the expense. Demand this year is higher than ever, with people travelling from as far as Monaghan.
The first few weeks, there was a queue waiting on us every time we opened. But the queue was right around. And every other year, you've seen it increasing. Some of them are very hard strapped. Like, we get a lot sent to us from Tusla. We get some sent to us from social welfare. Then you'll just get the ordinary Joe soap coming in off the street who just physically cannot afford to go in and spend huge money. Like, they could be a one-parent family. They could be somebody whose husband has lost their job. There was a little girl a couple of years ago and her mum had gone through a very hard breakup. Her story was horrendous. I think she tried on every dress in the shop, but she skipped down the road. And when she got to the end of the road, she just turned around and she done, "I love you." I ended up roaring and crying.
Oh,
it was really emotional. So we feel by doing this, we're giving them an opportunity not to, first of all, to borrow money, but second of all, to give the same experience to their children that every other child is getting. Say yes to the dress, but say goodbye to the stress.
Give you a hug.
I give a hug. And say thank you so much. Thank you. See you later.
See ya.
Thank you so much.
Not only, I'm more
than
that. And that was Sarah Madden there discussing the costs of communions. They are pricey. It would never cross my mind, though, to go into debt to have one.
No.
I presume out there are people who it does cross their mind, though.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty widespread.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know. Let us know what you make of the whole thing this morning here on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.